Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with one of the most important commercials that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 8 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, now you can help in a couple ways. First, get everyone you know to go to my new media platform, frankspeech.com. There you'll find all the footage from my cyber symposium and many other important broadcasts. Also, I am personally doing a new daily live show to get the truth out. It's at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Secondly, I'm offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only available on frankspeech.com. Go to frankspeech.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive these exclusive MyPillow offers. Thank you and God bless.
Make sure and put the code word KATE, K-A-T-E. This will get you up to 66% savings at MyPillow.com. The code word KATE, my first name, K-A-T-E. Help support Mike, help support this show, and help support yourself in getting some amazing, amazing products. These are the best ones I've ever owned. Go to MyPillow.com, code word KATE.
Recovery.
The mainstream media. Because someone has to be in charge of selective outrage in this country. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Oh, man, not another election. Why do we have to choose our leaders? Isn't that what we have the Supreme Court for?
Oh, sadly, many people feel that way. Isn't that sad? Yep. Welcome, Kate Daly Show on a Tuesday. How are you, Uncle Milty?
I'm good, thanks.
A lot of news, lots of disappointment, lots of things going on. What can I say? We have a lot to talk about with you. And of course, we'll have James Martinez rounding out the show today to talk about everything from probably, I imagine, ShadowNet to all of your great questions. By the way, I got some great questions from you. And so I really appreciate that. And we will ask James Martinez all of the questions that you have. And we also have the new, the variant BS1, right?
Something like that. Yeah, BS1.
Is it called BS1?
BA1, I think. But
well,
BS1 is more
BS1
like
BS1
it.
Would be more like it. Yes, that was fast. That was really fast, like a matter of just a couple of weeks. That's so amazing.
100 cases in 20 states.
What?
Do you know how many DNA sequences they had to do to find 100 variant cases?
Oh, you guys, we're just getting the tip of the iceberg this year. I mean, they're going to have 120 more. They have 120 more shots. I just, you know, get ready. It's BS1, BS2, BS3. I mean, they'll go through a whole 120 of them. And if we're all dumb enough to believe it, I guess we'll just keep listening, I guess, to, you know, what the news has to say.
Sadly, it's not even if you believe it. There's so many people out there that don't believe it and still do everything they tell them to do. That's the scary part.
You know what I would like, though? I would like our governor to come out with another hand-washing video, and I would like all of our mayors to make sure that they tell us exactly how to wash your hands, because at my age, you forget, you know? You just forget how to do it, and you forget how unclean and awful we are, and we need these lessons from our quote-unquote leaders of the states. So.
I don't worry about hand washing. I quit picking my nose.
Well, let's get this show kicked off. We have Natalie Claussen talking about, by the way, how are you, Natalie?
Oh, good. Thanks, Kate.
Excellent. Okay, we have just a short window left to grab these signatures, and a lot of businesses are coming forward, like Garage Doors Only, saying, hey, sign here, you know, and I love this. We're trying to grab signatures, right, for us to be able to, I don't know, in America, hand count the ballots, because I can't imagine that would be asking too much in this state of fraud that we're in. So please expand on this and let people know what's going on right now.
Yes, this is super exciting. And we are really just racing against the clock right now and trying to get enough signatures so that we can get this put on the ballot in November. Mm-hmm. And we want to go back to the system of counting the ballots and the votes by hand. Like you said, we don't want the machines counting. We want to be able to have counting judges and poll watchers who can look at what's happening and verify the results of it. And so we have a group of citizens and motivated people all across the state that are working so hard to get this on the ballot in November.
Excellent. And so how many more days do we have left to grab these signatures? Because they have to be done in person.
That's right. They've got to be in person in our, one of our packets. And we, our deadline has got to be all turned into the clerks by February 15th. And so we really need to get these in by the first or second week of February so we have time to get those to the clerks. So we're asking people to come to some of our locations, sign in person, and if you could take a packet and go home and knock some doors, that would be really incredible, and then bring back a signed packet. We want people to take them for about 7 days so that we can keep on track of our numbers. And we're hearing great success stories. We heard someone told us yesterday that he was out knocking in his neighborhood and about 80% of the people were really excited to find. And that, those are so huge numbers for a campaign like this.
For something to be as ignored as it is in the state of Utah by the press, by local news and by the press all over the state of Utah, especially Deseret News and the Salt Lake Trib, it's amazing how many people are concerned. And like you said, when you're going door to door, the numbers are very different. And when you're walking into 80% of the people going, yeah, we have a huge problem, but none of our media reflects that. I see that as a big problem in our reporting, the reporting that we do. And then also just how they love to just talk about the things they want to talk about. And news would be a great service if they could let people know that, hey, you're not alone. You know all those questions you have about all the fraud going on? Well, it's substantiated because most of your neighbors feel this way. Man, would it be nice to see articles like that.
That's right. Yeah, I agree. And it's been amazing. We've just had such overwhelming support for this initiative. So it's really exciting
I'm
to see
so
that
glad.
People really care about these issues.
I'm so glad. And we should care. When our elections are on the line like they are right now, and we realize how much fraud has taken place and how leaders, quote unquote, I don't look at them as a leader, but Cox and Didi and all of the rest try to say how perfect it is and don't look here and you're a disgrace to Utah if you question us. That to me says so much about what they're trying to hide personally, and I resent it. And I think that they need to be called out on that. And when they're trying so hard to convince us about how perfect these elections are, if you, like you said, if you walk around, not what you said, but if you walk around and you get an 80% reaction from people about the fact that there's fraud and that hand counting might be a way, you know, to disassemble that fraud, then what are they trying to hide? I mean, this is an easy thing to ask for, right? This is not a difficult thing. So why are they so resistant? Well, I've found after raising children that the only time they're resistant is when they were trying to hide something.
Yep.
So, you know, I think that we as a populace, if the media fails us and our leaders fail us, then we have a duty to call them out and we have a duty to make sure we sign this and make sure at the very least we get hand-counted ballots. That to me sounds at the very least what we should be doing as a populace.
Yeah, I agree. And that will restore the confidence that we need in the system so that we know that when we go to vote, our vote is going to be counted. And there's a reason to vote, because if we don't feel like that, then what recourse do we have? And will people even continue to vote if they feel like that their vote's not going to be counted?
Absolutely. So where can they go in Cedar City? Where can they go in St. George? Where can they go in Southern Utah? And really kind of all over the state. Can you talk about some different places?
Yeah, I would love to. It was really fun because last week when I talked with you, we mentioned some locations that had packets to sign. And the second I hung up the phone, my phone rang again from people around the state saying, we want to sign.
Nice.
We want to be a location.
Nice.
And our phone's been ringing ever since. So it's been really incredible to see the support that we've had since then.
Oh, so glad.
I want to go, if people want to grab a pen, I'll just go over some places across the state that you can sign in the next 7 days.
Great.
And you can go to our website, securevoteutah.org. Uh-huh. On the right-hand corner, there's a spot that says, where can I sign? And we are continually updating that with locations and times where you can go. You can either go sign the packet in person, or you can go and pick up a packet to go take and collect signatures on and then return to us.
Oh,
and you can return to the same place that you picked it up, and we need to make sure that your signature is on the back. It says it needs to be both printed and signed on the back when you return it.
Nice, nice. I love this. Okay.
Okay, so we...
Go ahead.
So, Davis, so if I go, I'll go through these. This is Davis County. We have an event this Wednesday, January 26th at the County Library from 4 to 7. You can go sign.
Mm-hmm.
In Grand County, we've got a great business called Jen's Jeep Rentals, and they have packets that you can go sign, and you can also pick up to go and take to your neighbors. Jen's Jeep Rentals, and that's in Moab.
Okay.
In Iron County, we have a couple events coming up at the Parowan Library on Tuesday, January 25th from 5 to 7, and Thursday, January 27th from 5 to 7 in the conference room. And you can go sign the petition there. And on the 29th, we have a signing event at Staley West in Cedar City.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a location in Iron County at Mountain Towing and Recovery. And they're right next to Brad's Food Hut. And that is, you can go and sign the petition there and also pick up packets.
Perfect.
That's in Cedar City at Mountain Towing and Recovery.
Okay.
And then Salt Lake County, we have an event at Athena Beans Coffee House in Sandy on this coming Saturday from 10 to 12.
Mm-hmm.
And then Heart Song Rescue Training in Sandy are hosting a lot of events for us. And I'll go through those. These are Heart Song Rescue Training in Sandy. And it's Monday the 24th from 2 to 7, Thursday, January 27th from 2 to 7, Friday, January 28th from 2 to 7, Monday, January 31st from 2 to 7. This is all at Heart Song Rescue Training in Sandy.
Okay.
Tuesday, February 1st, a bigger window from 9 to 7.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday, February 3rd from 9 to 4:30. Monday, February 7th from 9 to 12. Monday, February 7th, 4:37. And Tuesday, the 8th, February 8th from 9 to 4:30. That's all Heart Song Rescue Training in Sandy. And then in Sevier County, there's two places that are, Gigi's Marketplace
mm-hmm.
is hosting an event this Saturday, and they are located in Monroe, and Ogden Carpet Outlet also this Saturday, both of them from 10 to 12. Ogden Carpet Outlet is in Richfield. So those
nice.
Are both in Sevier County. Tooele, we have a company there, a great company called Affordable Fence. You can go there to pick up packets versus sign.
Mm-hmm.
And in Utah County, this Saturday, January 29th, Lehigh CrossFit is doing an event from 8 till noon where you can go sign. And then let me tell you a few locations in Utah County. These are all places where you can go sign or pick up packets. Anderson Accounting in Orem.
Mm-hmm.
Cutler's in Orem. Cutler's. Design West in Orem. Dyson Studio in American Fork.
Mm-hmm.
Golden Prime Services in Provo, Mending Shed in Orem, Ready Gunner in Orem, and Strange Gunsmithing in Orem.
Excellent.
And then two more counties. We've got Washington County. We have two locations where you can go sign. One is Bella 2 Medical.
Perfect.
In St. George.
Love them.
And the other is Garage Doors Only in St. George.
Love them. Both of them.
Down
in
your area.
Love it. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
And then one more up in Weber County, we've got on Tuesday, January 25th, at the Ogden Library, a signing event from 4 to 7, and at the Leighton Davis Library on Wednesday, the 26th, from 4 to 7, and then the Roy Library on Thursday, 27th, the January 27th, from 3 to 6, so three different libraries up there in Weber County.
Perfect. And back to down here in Washington County, Bella 2, which we absolutely love. That is Michelle Tanner. So Bella 2 and Garage Doors Only, two places that we know they are full-on patriots, love these guys, and you can go sign in person, and please do so, because we have a very short window left, and let's make sure our elections are good to go. I'll put this on a separate podcast. We only have about 5 seconds left. I'll put it on a separate podcast, Natalie. It can be shared everywhere because it has all these dates and times. Thank you so much for being a voice with actual freedom. I love this. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep. Thanks, Natalie Clausen. All right, guys, I'll put it on a separate podcast. You can share, please. We just hit 6.6 million on SoundCloud. I love it. All right. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Is to our nation like raw sewage backing up in each of our houses. So when it gets clear up to the ceiling, is it better to raise the ceiling or